Well, hello, my name is Clint Beachwood, and this is A Day at the Beach podcast number 194. You just heard Stories from Shame Hill, a band out of the Netherlands. The song was Desfile de los Locos. I think that's Crazy Parade. And it comes from their new album called Return of the Space Mariachis. The album was released on February 2nd, or 2/2/22. Clever, huh? So that was Stories from Shame Hill opening up the show. Up next is a band from Leipzig, Germany. They're called the Leonites. This is from their new album, Twang Bang, and the song is called Halfway Down. If you like this song and you want the album, just get in touch with me. The Leonites have been generous and given me 9 download codes from Bandcamp for this new album. So anywhere in the world, if you want their new album, just get in touch with me. I don't know if we'll have 9 takers on this. I hope so. I hope I can give them all away. So let's head on down to the beach with the Leonites.
Praise be, my esteemed flock of the nautical gravity wave community, dear friends. The Leonites are speaking to you from Spring Reverb Lab and bring you the good news that a new album has seen the light of day. Now be tempted by the sinful audio waves and enjoy the latest track from the forbidden record, Twang Bang.
Surf's up!
Thank you. Hi, this is Lee from Atomic Drag here in Northern Ireland. You're about to hear a track off my new EP, Black Magic Spells and Other Neat Weird Stuff. I have 5 tracks that clocks in at an unlucky for some 13 minutes, here on A Day at the Beach with Clint Beachwood.
Those were the Rum Tones out of Savannah, Georgia. And I would have to say they're Savannah's best surf band. If I'm lying, I'm dying. The Rum Tones did Marked by Shadows, and that comes from their self-titled LP. Before that, from Northern Ireland, it was Atomic Drag doing The Obsidian Bat of Doom. Again, from their new five-song EP, Black Magic Spells and Other Neat Weird Stuff, Atomic Drag. And the Leonites once again starting the set with Halfway Down. That song may be a little on the spaghetti western side, but rest assured, all the songs on that LP are not that way. They have a pretty good variety on their album. So, all of you listening to the sound of my voice, if you want this album, just get in touch with me. And if you're one of those that chime in and win a lot of stuff off the podcast, you're more than welcome. Everybody's welcome. Everybody, come on down. Win an album by the Leonites right here on A Day at the Beach podcast. Up next, we're going to Brazil with Os Brutas and their song off of Primavito e Civilizado. The name of the song is Astronautas.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Eden Atia, and this is my band Rasko and our song Interstellar Overdrive. Hope you enjoy it.
Two bands on that set making their first appearance on A Day at the Beach podcast. As Eden told you, it was Rasko. They come from Jerusalem, Israel. They did a song called Interstellar Overdrive from a self-titled LP. They're a band that does kind of half vocals, half instrumentals. The Surf Junkies from the Washington, D.C. area did Surfer's Lament from Meet the Surf Junkies. Also making their first appearance, it's The Desolate Coast. They come from the Seattle, Washington area, and they did As the Dunes Wash Away from their LP, Time Slips Away. And Os Brutas, an album that came out about a year ago or so, they did Astronautas. Again, they're from Brazil. Well, up next is a band called Surf Cats. I played several of their songs. They have a new album in the works, simply called Surf Cats 4. And this is one of the cuts from that album yet to be released. It's called A Fall Day at the Beach. Speaking of the beach, this is A Day at the Beach, podcast 194. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Draculina, and you're listening to A Day at the Beach podcast and my new single, Shadowy Bites.
Thank you.
You just heard the Screaming Seagulls of England doing Beyond the Claw, title track from Beyond the Claw.
Simple trick, but effective enough to make you our prisoner.
Not quite yet, my friend. If he shoots me, I shoot you.
I suppose you can guess what they call me.
Lefty?
No, Mr. Smart. I am employed by Chaos, the International Organization of Evil. My name is the Craw.
The Craw?
Oh, not the Craw. The Craw.
Oh, yes, the Craw.
Sorry, I just had to throw that little Get Smart bit in there. If you're too young to have ever seen Get Smart, the sitcom, boy, it was quite fun. I feel sorry for you if you don't know about Get Smart, let's put it that way. In front of that, it was Draculina. This is a kind of an international band. Chris Barfield from the Huntington Cads and the Finks on guitar. Evan Foster from the Boss Martians on rhythm guitar. Dusty Watson from Slack Tone and a gazillion other bands on drums. And Polina, or Draculina herself, on bass guitar. They've covered a couple Shadow songs. I played Jet Black. The other one on the other side of the 45 is The Stranger, which they have made a video out of. I have posted it on my YouTube channel. You can find the link down at the bottom of my playlist. Check it out. Both songs are just incredible. Magnatech from Dublin, Ireland, before that with Bad Blood from their LP, Surfin' the Tolka. And the Surf Cats opened up the set with A Fall Day at the Beach. Highly recommend going to music platforms and checking out the music of these bands. I post most of their Bandcamp sites on my playlist just because it's a great site to go listen to all their music. So check it out. If you can't see them live, then check out their music and buy it. And just support your local surf band for all this great music that they're putting out there. All right, up next, another band from the Netherlands, either the Twang Inspectors with a song called 11.
Thank you. Hey everyone, it's Rick from Austin Microphones. You might know that Clint Beachwood and I are longtime friends. In fact, my band Surf Report was the spark that brought Clint into the surf music scene back in the 90s. You also might know that I've hosted his A Day at the Beach podcast, the podcast you're listening to right now, on my web space for more than 10 years. What you might not know is that my little company, Austin Ribbon Microphones, is really tightly tied to the surf music scene. I make a unique reverb pedal that you can kick to crash, overdrive pedals, preamplifiers, and purple ribbon microphones that you've probably seen photos of online. I'm sure you've seen them on almost all of Dave Klein's recording sessions for the surf music community. The cool thing is you can build all my products as do-it-yourself kits or order them as finished, ready-to-use items. It's your choice. Anyway, I just wanted to say hi from behind the scenes here at A Day at the Beach. And if you listen because you play surf guitar or you record your own songs, please take a moment to visit my website, austinmics.com. That's Austin, M-I-C-S.com. Clint and I really thank you for listening, and now back to the surf.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank Pollo Del Mar for providing all the background music in today's show. Pollo Del Mar is making a comeback, which is awesome. They're coming down to Southern California. I'm sure they're playing other sites around California. If you get a chance to see this band and you haven't before, boy, check them out. They are an incredible band. And hopefully you've liked some of the snippets of songs that I've played in the background and as background music. Pollo Del Mar. You just heard Surfer Joe from Laverno, Italy, another cut off his World Traveler LP. The Last Wave is the name of the song. In front of that, it was Three Balls of Fire, Mike Vernon and Company. Mike's from Texas right now. The song was Al Lado Stracado, and that album is Burning and Churning. If you buy that LP, along with it, you get a live album, which features Mike Vernon playing alongside of the likes of Noki Edwards, George Tomsko from the Fireballs, and Jerry Cole. Quite a collection, about 23, 24 songs altogether. Davy Allen and the Arrows have just a great album out. I'm a big fan of Davy Allen. I have always liked his music. Psychological is the name of the LP, and I played a nice little kind of a mellowish song called No Hearts Will Come Between Us. Check out Davy Allen and the Arrows. From Uruguay, it's Los Reverb. They have a new album out called Surf the Waves of Music with Los Reverb. It's on Green Cookie Records. The song you heard was Fun and Play in G-Land. It's kind of a greatest hits type of an album put out by Surf Cookie Records in Greece. And the set started off with Twang Inspectors doing 11 from their Alpha Breaker LP. Well, I'm going to wrap the show up with one more song. That's the Starhoppers. They're going to do Retro Rockets from their Nominal AF LP. They're from Northern California. And that will wrap up Podcast 194. Again, thanks to all the artists who contributed little promos for the show, including Rick Wilkinson. You guys are great, and thanks for being a part of the show. My name's Clint Beachwood. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you on number 195.